Welcome to the Real Estate Rundown. President Biden said, I'm calling on realtors to follow through on lowering their commissions to protect homebuyers. Let's talk about
home buyers.
Protect, huh?
Yes.
Lower your commissions.
The DOJ just protected the home sellers, not the home buyers, right?
Yeah. They removed buyer compensation.
Now home buyers have to pay commission to their real estate.
Yeah. Agent. So it was interesting that Biden's remarks kind of favored that the discount is going to go towards the buyer.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he tried to say.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're.
He said, on a typical home purchase, that alone could save folks an average of $10,000 on the sale or purchase.
No, it's going to save the listing agent or the listing, the actual seller.
Didn't he
$10,000?
Didn't
the buyer.
He quote like the $30 billion a year of savings or something like that? That they were anticipating that it could save.
I don't have that in front of me. I'm just like reading. Yeah. This is the White House's official press briefing. And Biden said that in addition, last week, the National Association of Realtors agreed for the first time that Americans can negotiate lower commissions when they buy or sell their home.
For the first time?
Yeah.
No,
commissions have never been negotiable, Mr. President.
I know, guys. This is like...
terrible.
So for us realtors, we are just like in full-on cringe mode.
Total.
I mean... ew, it gives me the itch.
Well, the fake news around this is just preposterous.
If you're an FHA buyer, you're getting an FHA loan, you have to come up with 3.5% commission. Or not commission, but
down payment.
Down payment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you have to pay your real estate agent 2.5%. So really, what Biden did, or the DOJ did, was now it costs 6% for an FHA buyer to...
Yep.
I mean, unless you can get a
well, Biden
to
or
less.
The DOJ didn't do this. This was a settlement that NAR agreed to.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Well, the DOJ still has to approve it.
They could file a statement of interest. They may choose not to.
Yeah.
Mm, I doubt it.
Which would be like additional things that they want, right?
Yes.
If they don't approve it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
considerations for the judge. Okay. Like, hey, judge, you should consider this, and you should consider this, and you should consider this. So the DOJ can do that. The FTC could also do something. I mean, think about it. Like, it wasn't too long ago that the FTC fined Opendoor, $63 million or $64 million or something like that.
Yep.
So we know that like, legislators and the government has definitely, you know, tapped into this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I mean, Biden's really smart. I can't believe that he would say that.
Yeah, I'm sure what they're referring to is in those rare scenarios where buyer actually has to pay the commission because they signed the buyer broker agreement.
Yeah.
But the disconnect is we all know probably let's call it 95 on, and that to me, that's a very conservative number plus percent of the time. It's paid for by the seller through the buyer broker compensation in the MLS. And most of these buyers aren't forking out money. If they are, maybe it's a 0.5%, 1% every now and then, not $10,000. That's mm-hmm. probably on the rare side, at least from my personal experience.
Here's the problem, right? It's the Sherman Antitrust where they weren't giving that buyer's agent, you know, the buyer the ability to actually negotiate the commission because it was a pre-disclosed amount that they were being paid. Now, that with that issue being there, that still doesn't mean that I, as a buyer, couldn't have said, Kayla, who's representing me to buy my house, hey, I want you to give me 2.5% back based on those types of things.
Redfin could have done those things.
Yep.
I mean, there's brokerages that offer that. They say, hey, use our buyers and we'll give you a rebate, right?
Yep.
But I will say, though, that the realtor community, by and large, kind of looks at that practice as kind of gross.
Oh, you can't do that.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of gross.
Well, it's an incentive.
Keep the giggles.
But no, I can't get over it.
But that money
comment.
Has to
I'm
come from somewhere. So,
it.
Like, people thinking that they're the buyers aren't paying for it. Well,
the
who's
smartest
getting
the president in the world? Man.
Yeah, who's come getting on. The loan? The buyer.
The buyer.
Who's paying cash for the property? The buyer.
So yeah, I read in a forum someone commented like, "Well, the buyer actually always pays all the commission because they." 100%. Bring in the money for the house. But, you know, I think that the sad thing is that the news and the media, they're spinning this. They're making buyers think that they're going to get a discount.
And they're going to, like, go, what do you mean I got to pay?
Like Jason Biden smart.
What do you mean? Huh?
Yeah, no, like no happen? Joke, no joke. I'm getting my nails done. I was getting my nails done today. And there is a lady behind me getting her nails done. And she's telling the nail tech how her son is really excited now because he's going to go buy a house. And because of this news, he's going to get a better deal.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Talk about
media 101 right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's of course, they're really spending
that. You guys should see me. I'm just sitting there. I'm going like, okay, don't, Kayla. Don't stop. No, nothing.
I know.
Well, actually.
Yeah. I turn around. I'm like, so.
Hopefully he's really experienced, because if he waits after it fully passes, there's a strong probability he's going to have no representation. And good luck.
You know, it's really sad. Yeah. It's sad because this hurts. This hurts new first-time homebuyers. Now, a regular seller, you know, it doesn't really hurt, because they're gonna pay a listing commission to sell their house, and then they're gonna pay a buyer commission. So it's the same. It's the same.
It's a wash.
If you're gonna sell your house and buy a house, it's the same.
I am literally,
if you're going to only buy your house, which are new first time home buyers, it hurts them.
Agreed.
So I'm
now they have an extra charge.
I'm seeing in forums that people are actually asking questions like, should we wait to sell our house until after this goes into effect? And I'm like, well, this is insane.
Wow. Well, are you going to buy something, Mr. Seller?
Because then it's going to
be the same.
Even if they don't buy anything, I believe most sellers are still going to offer compensation. Absolutely. At least for a while.
Why? Why would you? Because you don't have to. It doesn't show. It doesn't show anywhere. So the whole point of offering is to say, is to not, you know, not to have commission on the MLS, right?
Right.
Now they have to, you know, that there's no, you're not competing against the person that's paying 3% and then you're paying zero. You're not competing against them. They're just, hey,
because there's not going to be anything there.
And then you get to know, once you like it, then you get to understand.
Because I still think that agents will get a compensation agreement with the buyer, and a lot of buyers will say, only show me houses where there's compensation involved.
Yep.
But how are they going to know?
Because otherwise they're on the hook for it.
Because the agent's going to just have to one-off go and connect with each other listing agent.
Call each listing agent and go, hey, are you offering commission? Because my buyer only wants to look at houses that are offering commission.
I thought that they were going to allow in some of the MLSs that they were going to allow the MLS to offer concession, seller could offer concessions to the buyer.
Yes, there is a concession.
That's how they'll filter it.
Mm-hmm. There is a concessions field.
Concessions? You mean commissions?
Concessions.
we just changed the word from commission to concessions now?
That I could see that happening. It's especially for a little bit. Or if the house doesn't sell in like the first 30 days, all of a sudden those concessions climb.
All of a sudden, it's in there.
Yep. All of a sudden,
you know,
amendment
up to 40% concessions here.
My realtor heart gets so angry at this. It's frustrating. But then on the other hand, I do see a ton of opportunity.
I definitely see a ton of opportunity. I think that I, for one, think there's going to be a massive land grab in this. I mean, right? Because at the end of the day, there's still going to be a certain amount of transactions that are going to happen every single year. That all happens off of contacts. And so those of you that don't know what I mean when I say land grab, is going to be a land grab for your database, your people that you know, because a lot of the real estate agents may be bouncing. We all know it's predicted that this could hit well into the six figures of agents leaving the business. Well, guess what? Those six figures of people know people, and i.e. that's transactions. Land grab.
Is there anywhere where you guys are seeing that someone's predicting that many agents leaving the industry, or is that just something that you guys are predicting?
No.
There's a group. It's called the Consumer Federation of America, and they're like a consumer rights group, and they do research like on all sorts of different things, not just like realtors and commissions. And they specifically have spoken to that, and I can't remember the number. Elliot, I think you mentioned 30% washout is what you saw.
Over what time frame?
They didn't necessarily say, but you know, I think we're going to see some washout. I do. But what I'm going to be really curious to see is if transaction count goes down over the next like 1, 3, 5, 7, 10 years, because I think that a lot of realtors inspire transactions. Like, I know we sure did when we would like go, we would target renters. There were several people
that we got into houses that they probably would never got in a house if we didn't push them to it. You know, hey, let's go buy a house, dude. It's 3.5%. You don't have, or three, it was at 3% at that time. You don't have to put anything more down. 3%. You got $7,500. Let's go.
Well, even really? When you approach a seller, right? Because then, especially if they're buying, you're inspiring them to sell or cancel an expired or whatever reason, sell now for X reason. Now they become a buyer. You're inspiring two transactions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
You know, it's sad because, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, the affordability. Whatever. No one gives a crap about affordability. It just hurts the first-time homebuyer.
This does hurt the first-time homebuyer. I know we keep talking about it, and it's hard not to keep rehashing it because it is such a big change. There was, so Mike Del Pruti came out and said that, like, people are just basically making this lawsuit whatever they want to make it to fit their specific narrative. He said that, like, you know, if people want it to be a seismic shift, it's a seismic shift. If people want it to be this, it's this. If they want it to be good for the consumer, it's good for the consumer. If they want it to be bad for the consumer, it's bad for the consumer. And that basically,
that's
like,
just human. Humans, though.
Yeah. And I think it's too soon to tell.
It's too soon to tell.
I do agree. That's an intelligent statement.
I mean, I think it's sellers, the selling community is going to, I mean, they're going to clean house.
Yeah. The Real Trends guy, Steve Murray, said that basically there ain't no way sellers are going to pass along that savings to buyers.
Yeah, I saw the lab coat guy talking about the same stuff, too.
And then when they're on the buy side, they're going to be beating up the sellers, trying to beat up the sellers, right?
Yeah.
That's how it always is. Yeah, exactly.
Well, prices,
and they get so frustrated,
prices,
right?
Prices like, have now been set. I mean, think about the idiocracy, honestly, that would be of sellers. If there's no economic shift and we're going to start passing off the savings to the buyer, i.e. then lowering the comps.
Yeah, it does lower the comps.
Why would you do that?
I don't think they will.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, hey, Kayla, here's $100. I'm going to go ahead and give you this $100 for $95 just because I'm nice, because inflation is on the level right now.
Not happening.
No.
Well, okay, in other news, housing supply has ticked up ever so slightly. That's good news.
Demand.
Yeah, we've been dealing with like kind of critically low inventory, but we do have a little bit more inventory coming on the market. So new listings rose 15% for the week ending March 17th, which was the biggest increase since June of 2021.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll have a few hundred more transactions, huh?
And
things taking a little bit longer to sell, depending on the marketplace.
Yeah, and I mean, to what Jay was talking about before, affordability is in the crapper, right? Like, houses are hella expensive, money's expensive, and I think that that's where it's really important to have your house shine, right? Like, your house has to be the cat's meow to sell quickly on the market.
Did you know meow is in homeowner?
Yeah. No, you said, yeah. Like,
Say it with the meow.
Home meow.
Okay,
are you a home meowner?
So we're doing this podcast later in the day. Usually it's in the morning, and right now I feel like we're all like giggly and laughy, and
it's all good.
A little bit off our
No, I'm pissed, you know.
Normal.
Like first time home buyers.
I know.
We have young kids, you know, like young kids that aren't gonna be able to afford a house, you know. Oh. They got to move out to the, you know, the middle of the desert. To
Florence.
Even get a house, you know. Like, hey.
Sacaton.
Wow.
Colby shaking.
You got to leave. You got to let them out of the office earlier so they can, drive an hour and a half to get the home.
If they're your kids, mine, or somebody that's in the industry, you can maybe turn them on to, like, some things like wraps and some subject to purchases, different ways to acquire a property, but how many people know how to do that type of stuff, or even that it exists?
Hmm. Well, and it's not necessarily cheaper. Sometimes they want 20. Sometimes Absolutely. They want 5 to 20% down themselves.
Absolutely.
And then you default, you're actually maybe in a worse situation than if you have a normal mortgage.
Yeah, I agree.
That is true.
There are some risks to that, for sure. Yeah.
But easier to qualify. That's the
caveat. And what you're trying to capitalize. I mean, for me, it's all about trying to find that cheaper capital, right?
Like, yeah, but there's no such thing.
I think we're going to see more people like house hack, right? Someone will buy a house and then they'll rent out rooms to other people, and there will be like combination of households in one household.
Be like San Francisco, where they were, remember that, like, people like buy that and they like throw sheds up on there. They're like super nice, but they were like charging them like $1,800 a month to like live in a shed.
Oh, yeah. Wow. San Francisco, at one point, they were charging people to live in like a shelf. Yeah, it was like a closet. A
coffin.
Yeah. It was insane.
Had like a
shared bathrooms and shared kitchen. Kind of it was like communal. Yeah.
It was like four of them, and then they have a communal area, and then you have one bed. And you just, you know, just slide,
could you imagine like all the time live
there? There's a lot of places.
Like, it could be one thing to
China
like stay
like
the
that.
Night in a place like that, but this is where I live.
Yeah, no, I could not.
Hell no.
I definitely could not.
Mm. Or Asia, I should say, not just China, but
yeah. So
Japan.
Hey, if you're considering
places like that too.
Well, yeah, they're like the real estate's like, see, well, Japan.
I mean, actually, like your neighbor's window, so like it was as close in some buildings as like you can just be like, hey, like you're that close to your neighbors.
That would be so weird. Yeah. So weird. Well, it is now officially cheaper to rent than buy a home in 50 of the largest U.S. metros. Sadly.
For a while, that wasn't the case.
I know.
That does. That sucks. And especially because rents are still high, man.
Well, they did go down a little bit.
I understand that, but they still are, I feel like, ludicrous.
Well, so according to Realtor.com's recent rental report, rents fell for the seventh month in a row, according to their February report.
Well, that would make sense why these, quote-unquote, buy and hold institutional buyers are not buying very many properties, or their offers aren't as good as they used to be, because that's a direct proportion of
rents
of their offers.
Yep.
Direct reflection, I should say.
So there was like some misinformation that came out that someone did an article that like 40% of all homes were purchased by hedge funds last year.
I saw that too.
And then it just like propagated, and it was total misinformation, right?
Total misinformation.
You know, but and they've drastically slowed down their acquisitions, and a lot of them are, a lot of them are like net sellers this year so far. We'll see how the year shakes out. Definitely. So I think that we should talk about that for a little bit, because it's definitely like our area of expertise. We know, and I think because we have such a unique window into that world, but like we know that this is now an established asset class. Mm-hmm. And even though currently, monetary policy is such that it is maybe not as advantageous to buy and hold real estate as rentals right now, but we know that it's an asset class. Mm-hmm. And so like, what do we think for the future of the single family rental asset class?
I've been saying it for a while. I think you're going to continue to, and I know, I mean, I'm be curious to hear what you guys think, but I think you're going to start seeing more of what I was talking about before, is like the wraps and people trying to move properties from LLC to LLC and keeping a cheaper money in place, or we're going to see more seller finance. I mean, it doesn't, and I'm talking like, because you can pass off the property. For example, I have a 3% rate, 3.5% rate. I'll give you a 5.5% rate. So they're actually catching, you know, the money of the difference in the wrap at that, right? You can pull on a different servicing company. And so it's all above board. But like Keith was talking about, if you don't have a certain amount of money down, you don't own it for a certain amount of time, you make even two missed payments, right? There's some risky stuff that comes into play in that. So I think you're going to see some of those angles, and or are you going to start seeing more cash come out of the woodwork?
But the only thing would
be a lot
that,
more inventory for that to start happening.
Yeah,
is how many home sellers are going to know how to do a wrap?
No,
I mean, think about how many unbelievable amount. Elliot and I dove into that world massively a half a decade ago or so.
A little bit more.
And I was all part of our, I know, I can't, but actually when I said, I'm like, holy shit, I've been doing this for half a decade already almost. That was a part of like our listing package. Hey, this doesn't work for everybody. Just wanted to throw out another opportunity for you. And it was just so much confusion around. Like I understood it. But it is a little complicated. Oh, yeah. The process, you know, you have to show your amortization, how much you're going to make if you lease it to somebody, or I mean, do a wrap or a seller carry for 5 years, and how much more money they can make, and versus how much they pay their mortgage off. Anyway, I don't keep going down the rabbit hole on it. And it just really wasn't a thing. So I don't know how much we're going to see that, just because without an agent, no one's going to know how to do that.
Agreed. It took us time to learn how to present it, right? Because even though we did quite a few of them, I also had a couple of them go bad and had to help the seller foreclose on the buyer.
Yeah. I think I remember.
One of them was our freaking mom, dude.
Yep.
Freaking, like, we had to, like, Ellie and I were like banging on the door, like trying to be nice.
I remember
also,
that.
Also, like, threatening at the same time. We're like, bro, you better get out of here. We're gonna have a problem.
I know. We got like a victim. It sucked.
Did you guys hear about the New York landlord that was arrested for throwing squatters out of the house?
I did hear about that.
Did you hear about the landlord that got chopped up in little pieces and taken out by a bag?
What?
By a squatter?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, where did that happen?
Are you making that up?
No, I'm not. I've read it.
They got
some squatter killed the landlord and chopped him up in little pieces and took him out in a bag.
In New York?
So how do you get caught?
Where was that at?
How do they know it was
a
squatter?
Oh, my goodness.
New York City apartment. There's a squatter suspected of killing
a
woman.
So it was stuffing
her body in a duffel bag.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
In New York as well.
Yeah. That is so crazy.
There's a lot of wild stuff going on in New York.
Yeah, there don't is. Go New York. Like, poor. Like,
it's not poor. It's freaking their
I love
government.
New York City.
I know
what
you're saying. Like,
another conversation, another rabbit hole.
I was just telling Carly, because she's never been to New York. I'm like, it's like an adult Disney form of Disneyland, especially because, like, the subway systems, you know, the skyscrapers. Yeah. When you're there,
I wouldn't go in that subway system.
Not right now.
Not anymore.
No, I've seen crazy stuff on TikTok about the stuff that's happening right now. I know a lot of it's always pushed to the extreme, but it's a little out of hand right now. It's very freaking out.
That is terrible. Wow. I had not heard that story. Yeah, squatters are I think
well,
that...
I watched a TikTok of some illegal alien talking about how, you know, he was basically telling everyone.
Giving them a tip.
Go find empty houses and squat. Get in the houses.
And
yeah,
once you get in the house.
Yeah, get in the house and start living there.
And then
he's telling them to go put the, you know, utilities on if they're not on and move in stuff.
That is terrible.
I saw the one that you were talking about, Kayla. And I don't know. I think I saw it on Instagram, where the lady was getting kicked out and arrested, but it had something to do with trying to get a squatter out of the property.
Right, and so they arrested the landlord.
Like, what do we? What?
Like, it's your property, and you're just trying to defend your property from somebody illegally being there.
I know.
It's insane.
So I heard you have to. Well, what you do is you lease it out to somebody else with a actual lease. If you have a squatter in there, and then now that person. They move in with the squatter and then call the cops and say, this person's in my house. Here's my
lease.
Is that the workaround?
That's what. That,
yeah, but I if mean, you find someone who's
that's a good thought.
Take that.
There's companies that do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a good thought.
Interesting.
Well, the main reason why that chicanery happens is because at the end of the day, we don't really own our properties. The
municipal does.
Yes, because of the property taxes. You have to have a very particular document filed on your property in order to actually truly be the owner. That's why it can be taken away from you, and
after
you have
mortgage
not as many rights as we think we do. But
yeah. Sell your real estate.
Very interesting. I learned a lot of stuff a couple years ago. And it's just very intriguing. There's a lot of stuff that's just kind of mind-blowing.
Michael Saylor talks a lot about that, and it's pretty fascinating.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. My Bitcoin.
Yes.
I get my Bitcoin.
Yep. Keep driving it up.
150s. 150,000 is probably around by the end of the year.
It's around the corner. We're back
to 70. If we get there by the end of the year, that'd be exciting.
You think that's your Bitcoin prediction?
Actually, there's other people who are thinking it's going to hit $500,000, but we'll see.
By the end of the year?
Kiyosaki says 300,000.
Well, they said in this bull run, so I consider that by the end of 2025, 2026.
Okay.
Wow.
Bull runs are about 12, or they're about 10 months, right? That's the average
it could
bull
be
run. And we just started?
About. Well, they're speculating this bull run is going to be a little bit longer than last than 2021. They're thinking.
Say they're saying.
A lot of the people, the gurus that I watch, and who knows, right? No, I don't think anyone really holds the crystal ball. but for everything that I'm seeing, at least through the end of 2025.
Yeah, well, I thought Sailor was saying
massive opportunity. Diamond hands. Yeah. I mean, I'll take diamonds, but
through 2025.
Yeah, diamond hands.
So, what do we got for? I know we're running here. We got anything for our segment? Because I got a little bit of advice. That I wanted to hit on.
Wrap us up.
Yeah, I think it's really important with what's going on in this. So, what I'm about to say is definitely for the practitioner. It is for the people that are looking at this as the glass is half full, not the glass half empty. I am a big believer in there is going to be an opportunity to double down on the efforts and actually meet more buyers. As we've all talked about, people are going to be laying off the throttle on finding buyers, less ad spend, et cetera. And guess what? That brings opportunity because all those people that are buying a house also may have a house to sell. And those first-time buyers, there's our absolutely strategies that I'm going to encourage you to find that you should be using as lead magnets. Show them ways, whether it be concessions, show them ways that you can make a difference and ultimately pull those leads in to the point of where I think you even need to be looking at your tech stacks that you have. Like, so for example, your home registration IDX websites, if they have a house to sell, be backlinking that button. There's so many things that we could be doing right now that with these opportunities, buyers, I believe, are going to be looking in different places, and it's not going to be as they're not going to be getting as blown up and hit up by 55 agents every time they register for to shop for a house on a website.
Now you can actually say, my services for buyers are free. Because you can do it for free. And then you can charge them 6% to sell their house.
There you go.
Get it on the sell side.
That's how you get that people. You get those people. Raise your hand. Like, oh, how do I get free?
4.5%.
Yep.
You got a house to sell? All right. I can do it for free.
So I'm saying there's going to be so many angles and so much marketing opportunity that's coming out of this. So like I said, be an optimist. Pay attention to your local market. Find that niche, exploit it, and blow it up. All right, well, thanks for watching. Check it out. Check us out. Remember to like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell. That way you are notified every time a podcast drops. Have a good one.